Deja vu on the House floor. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A third vote underway for House Speaker after the top Republican fell short on the first two tries.
A speaker has not been elected.
After two rounds of voting, the first multiple ballot Speaker of the House vote in a century, Republican leader Kevin McCarthy remains short of an outright majority needed, House Clerk Cheryl Johnson announced.
The Honorable Kevin McCarthy of the state of California has received 203.
19 conservative Republicans have withheld support for McCarthy, throwing the first day of the 118th Congress into uncertainty. McCarthy has vowed a battle on the floor, and allies of the Republican leader have indicated they're willing to keep voting as long as it takes.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. In between the votes, impassioned speeches as conservatives like Chip Roy of Texas demand change.
And people ask me, what do you want? I want the tools or I want the leadership to stop the swamp from running over the average American every single day.
But Republican leaders argue voters want them to get down to business. So far, McCarthy appears to be losing support in the third round of voting. The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students in November waives his right to an extradition hearing in Pennsylvania, where he was arrested at his parents' home. During today's hearing, a judge ordering 28-year-old Brian Koberger to be returned to Idaho within 10 days.
Still no motive or indication that Koberger is willing to talk. Though once in Idaho, a probable cause affidavit will be unsealed, giving us more details in the case that investigators say was linked to Koberger via DNA.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, his lawyer, says Koberger expects to be exonerated. In New York, the man accused of shooting at passengers on a subway train last April changes his plea to guilty in court today. Frank James now facing life in prison. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
After another round of travel nightmares, the White House says a major airline should make things right with travelers.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre singled out Southwest Airlines for many travel issues this winter, including canceled flights and lost luggage. She says the administration fully expects the airline to care for inconvenienced travelers.
By paying for coach flights, rental cars, and trains to get people to their final destinations, and Southwest must return baggage as quickly as possible and reimburse passengers up to $3,800 in provable damage.
That care, she says, should also include accommodations. Jean-Pierre says the Department of Transportation is watching to see that those responsibilities are met.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Southwest has promised reimbursement but is already facing a proposed class action lawsuit. The family of NFL player Damar Hamlin out with a statement today expressing gratitude for the outpouring of support after the Buffalo Bills safety was seriously injured during last night's game with the Bengals, suffering cardiac arrest after making a tackle. He remains in critical condition. The NFL announcing today that the game will not be resumed this week. They're not ruling out a later date, though the playoffs begin January 14th. A mega jackpot up for grabs.
Nobody has won the Interstate Lottery Mega Millions game in quite a while, and now the estimates for the jackpot for tonight's drawing are at $785 million, with a lump sum payout just shy of $400 million. As large as it is only the sixth largest jackpot in U.S. history, and still you have only 1 in 300 million chances of winning.
Fox's Evan Brown, a more than $2 billion Powerball jackpot set a new world record for the biggest ever last year. Stocks finished lower to kick off the new year, the Dow slipping 11 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.